The chrysanthemum is originally from China. In the wild, it has small pinkish flowers with a yellow centre or all yellow flowers with a resinous fragrance. 5,000 years ago, in ancient China, it was simply called yellow flower. The name chrysanthemum is derived from the Greek words chrysos and anthemon, meaning golden flower. Its ornamental qualities and a propensity to flower in late summer and autumn contributed to the development of numerous varieties in China, which rose from 33 in the 12th century to 274 in 1630. Many of them were hybrids of crossbreeding between closely related species of the genus Dendranthema. The plant reached Japan in the 8th century. There the number of varieties exploded and all were given wonderfully exotic names: Red Dragon, Double Mist, Moonlight. The chrysanthemum later became Japan's national emblem. Legend has it that the flowers grow on the top of Mount Chrysanthemum, next to the source of a river. Anyone who drinks from this petal-covered waters will be blessed with long life. The Dutch attempted to introduce the chrysanthemum into Europe in the 17th century, but without success. In 1786, the canon botanist Pierre Blancard arrived back in France with several plants, which he sent to the King's Garden in Paris. But during the French Revolution, the garden was confiscated and turned into a potato field. By chance, a few cuttings were saved and taken to Britain, where they bloomed in 1791. Success at last. From that moment on, French and British horticulturalists competed to create new varieties, which started a boom in chrysanthemum collecting. In 1900, some enthusiasts were known to have over 900 varieties in their gardens. In Asia, chrysanthemums are a symbol of happiness and figure everywhere, on fabrics, furniture, and stationery. They also have a number of medical uses, and some varieties are edible. In Europe, due to their autumnal blooming, the chrysanthemum is associated with All Saints' Day and the Festival of the Dead, during which 25 million are sold every year.